Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. I spoke a message last week. If you did not hear it, you can go to the website, gatheroutcast.com, and hear that message. It was part one of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what happens when you receive the Holy Spirit. And so today is going to be a continuation of that message, a follow-up of that message. And I'm going to be speaking about what you can expect in your life when you have the Holy Spirit, what the Lord expects of you when you have the Holy Spirit, and how you can move forward and fulfill all of the plans and all of the callings that God has for you, everything that He has spoken over you even before you were born. He wants to see it come to pass. That is His will. That is His desire. And so I'm going to be speaking that as well over you today. And the same vein that God has spoken it over you, I'm going to be speaking that over you today, that it will come to pass, that he will establish His great plan in your life. And so that is my desire, that is His desire. And so we're going to look at how the Holy Spirit then operates and comes into your life. Well, first of all, just as a way of review, I'm going to say that the Holy Spirit baptism, that full immersion of the Holy Spirit, will come into your life only when you ask and only when you believe in faith that this is God's highest plan and this is God's will for your life. If you have any thoughts in your life that have been put there by other people, or maybe you just don't, out of ignorance, you don't know anything about the Holy Spirit or even what to expect or even what to ask for, I ask you to dispel those thoughts, to just get rid of those thoughts right now, and just receive everything that the Lord has for you. Say, Lord, I want everything that you have for me. If it was good enough for James and John and the Apostle Paul and all the apostles, it is good enough for me. And so, Lord, I want what you have for me, and I raise up no doubts, I raise up no questions, I raise up no thoughts that raises itself up against the knowledge of God in my life. And if you take that stance, if you take that attitude, empty yourself of any dispelling thoughts, of any discouraging thoughts that say to you somehow you are not worthy to receive the Holy Spirit, somehow you're not interested in it, somehow you don't think it's of any value, get rid of all those thoughts and say, Lord Jesus, I want to receive everything that you have for me, every good and perfect gift. And if you do that, then God will be more than willing to give you every good and perfect gift that comes down from Him. Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. The Heavenly Father will give you all of these good things. And then he goes on to say, if a son asks his father for a loaf of bread, the father won't give him a stone, will he? Or if the son asks for a fish, he won't give him a scorpion, will he? And so your Heavenly Father, being so much more loving, so much more kind, so much more greater than our earthly fathers, and yet our earthly fathers desire to give us good things, so then the Heavenly Father will give us even so much more greater, even so much more blessings than our earthly fathers. And so we can trust our Heavenly Father that He wants you to have His gifts. You can trust your Heavenly Father that He is not out to trick you. He's not out to deceive you. He isn't promising you something that He's not going to follow through on. And that's the devil's game, to trick you, to deceive you. But if you are sincerely seeking the Lord, if you're sincerely seeking the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you're sincerely seeking these things, God is more than willing to bless you with them. God is more than able to give them to you, and He wants you to have every good and perfect gift. Well, Luke 11:13, this very same scripture occurs there in the Gospel of Luke about ask and you shall receive, only Luke finishes it up in a different way. He says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, he's speaking of earthly fathers, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? And there it is. the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. And the Heavenly Father wants us to have the Holy Spirit. Jesus told the disciples in John 15 and John 16 that the Holy Spirit was going to come and that the Holy Spirit was going to lead them into the truth of all things. The Holy Spirit was going to be their counselor. He was going to be their advocate. He was going to be their intercessor. And he says in John 14, verse 26, "When the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And then Jesus went on to say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." And so Jesus told the disciples that the Holy Spirit was going to come and that the Father was going to send in His name and He would teach them all things. And so it's true for us today as well that the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. If you have a desire to be instructed by the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask and say, "Father, I want you to send me the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And have Him to teach me the truth in all things." You can ask the Holy Spirit about the truth in every situation. A good decision can be made to bless your life and to bring glory and honor to the kingdom of God in every situation, even the small things in your life, even the big things in your life, relationships, financial decisions, career decisions, everything in your life that has maybe in the past caused you to stumble, addictions or strongholds in your life. You ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and guidance, how to defeat these enemies in your life, and the Holy Spirit will be there for you to give you wise counsel, to be your advocate, and to be your friend, your comforter in every situation. And that is God's will for your life. Well, secondly, after receiving the Holy Spirit then gives you the power to be a witness for the kingdom of God, the power to be a witness to Jesus Christ and what He has done in your life. And you say, "Well, maybe I'm not going to be an evangelist. Maybe I don't want to be an evangelist. I don't want to be a preacher, pastor, or a prophet, or any of those things of the fivefold ministry." Well, God's plan for you is different than your own plan for yourself. God's plan for you is much greater than your own plan for yourself. And so whatever plans you have for yourself, it's usually diminished by the devil speaking to us and say, "You'll never be a preacher, you'll never be a pastor, you'll never be able to witness in front of people for the kingdom of God." Well, let me just say to you today, when you have the full immersion of the Holy Spirit, you can discard and throw out your own plans for yourself, and you can start to take on the plans of God and the plans of Jesus Christ for yourself, because those plans are the plans that God wants to establish in your life that will bring glory and honor to Him, that will bring a witness to Him, that will bring power into your life so that you will be a powerful witness for the kingdom of God. Well, this begs the question, why does God want witnesses? Why does Jesus want witnesses? It's because the kingdom of God spreads like leaven through the people of the earth. The kingdom of God spreads like the leaven that is in a big loaf of bread or in a big loaf of dough that is made into bread. And Jesus isn't coming back to preach again. Neither is the Apostle Paul. Neither is the Lord God going to set His feet on this earth to preach. It is done through men and women just like you and me. And it is done through common people that come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that catch on fire with the Holy Spirit, that baptism of fire, they catch on fire and they go out and become witnesses for the kingdom of God. And He wants to include you in this scenario. He wants to include you in this great plan. It's called the Great Commission. And we don't need to sit around for the next generation talking about, did Jesus really mean what He said about the Great Commission? We don't need more committees to sit around to talk about this. What we need is for workers to go out into the harvest field and begin to bring in the harvest. The Lord says that it is good for us to pray for the Lord of the harvest to bring forth workers to send out into the harvest field. And so as God touches people, as the Holy Spirit touches people, they become energized, they become on fire, they become witnesses with power, and no longer are they shy, no longer are they hidden. They become witnesses with power. They want to stand up on a platform and preach, or they want to get on the radio and preach, or they want to go down to their neighbor and give a testimony and tell the neighbor what the Lord has done in their life. And so this is God's will, and we can't sit around and wait. The time to get busy is now. The day is late. The hour is late. The time to get busy is now to preach the gospel, to share the good news of the gospel with nations all over the earth. And so Jesus, when he left this earth, he gave the Great Commission to the disciples. And in two places in the Gospels, he shares the Great Commission. And the Great Commission is this, Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, "Go unto all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age." And so that's the Great Commission. We don't need to sit around and debate about it. There's nothing uncertain about it. There's no controversy about it. Jesus says, "Go unto all the nations." And so as the Lord baptizes you with the Holy Spirit, then he puts a desire in you to go to all the nations. I was blessed last year to be able to take some people from America here to Kenya with me, and every one of them, if you would speak to them today, they would tell you that was the most profound experience they've ever had in their life. It was the most life-changing experience that they've ever had to go to Africa and to be able to share the gospel and to work on the orphanage project there in Kenya. And so not only was it a profound experience for them, but millions of Americans have gone on mission trips to Mexico, to India, to Africa, to Asia, all over the earth, and this is the greatest missionary sending nation on the earth. It was God's plan. He spoke that over this nation before it was created, and so you can be a part of that as well. If you want to go to Africa with Gather the Outcast Ministry, we'd love to have you go. We're planning to go again next summer, but that's just one little part of the whole picture of the Great Commission, that people from this country are going to countries all over the earth as missionaries, short-term, long-term, intermediate-term. It doesn't matter. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, just do it. Just get started doing it and go and share the good news. If nothing else, you can tell what the Lord has done in your life. You don't need to have a big portfolio. You don't need to have Bible college degree. You go and you share, and God will do the rest. The Holy Spirit will put the words into your mouth to be able to share. Well, another version of the Great Commission occurs in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and it says, "Jesus said to the disciples, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.'" And so the Lord is saying to you, go and preach to every creature. And there are a billion people on the African continent alone. If there was 1,000 people just like me going to Africa to preach, it wouldn't be enough. It would still be a shortage of preachers. And the same, there's a billion plus on the continent of India. There's another billion or more, 2 billion on the continent of Asia. And so there are many, many people, in addition to the people here in America, that need to know the gospel, that are hungry for some kind of answer to their problems, hungry for some kind of answer to their spiritual quest. And so there is an unending need for preachers and an unending need for people to go out and to share the gospel with people all over the face of the earth. And so as we come to know the Lord in a deeper way, as we come to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and receive that fire, then we have that power, and God will send you out. He will show you open doors. He will provide the provision for you to go. That's His will. Just as He has for me, He will for you, because God is no respecter of persons, and He's not going to say, well, I'm only going to do it for some famous evangelist, Billy Graham or Benny Hinn or some famous evangelist, Reinhard Bonnke. No, God doesn't operate that way. When you step out in faith and you're doing kingdom work and you're pursuing the kingdom and you're building the kingdom of God on this earth, Jesus says, leave them alone. They're either with us or they're not. They're either with us or they're against us. And those that are with us, Jesus says, leave them alone and let them do their work, and God will provide everything that they need. He shall supply all of your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, and He is sufficient to supply all of your needs when you're doing the kingdom work. You don't have to write the checks yourself. He'll supply your needs, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And if those desires line up with kingdom desires, and if those desires line up with the words that God has spoken over you, then you're going to be successful. You're going to move forward and be successful in what you do for the kingdom of God. Jesus sent the disciples out in Matthew 10, verse 6. This is before the crucifixion and a resurrection. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 6, these 12 Jesus sent out, and He commanded them, saying, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And so as Jesus gave the disciples then in that day the directions of what He wanted them to do, what they were supposed to be doing, as He gave them the directions, and He said, freely you have received. You have received the power. Freely you have received the instruction. Freely you have received the commandment to go. And so Jesus said also, freely give. Turn around and give the blessings that you have received. Give those to someone else. Turn around and give the anointing, the impartation that you have received. Turn around and give that to someone else. Turn around and give that to someone who is hungry in their spiritual walk, who is hungry to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And beloved, if you'll do that, that can be the most fulfilling thing ever in your life. It doesn't even come close to compare with your secular pursuits or anything else. When you're working for the kingdom of God, that is the most fulfilling thing that you can do here on the face of the earth. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what actually do you receive? Well, you receive that fire. You receive that anointing, that impartation of fire, and that was spoken of in Joel 2:28, and that same prophetic word that was spoken of by Joel was then spoken in the second chapter of Acts by Peter, when Peter saw what was happening there on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Peter knew, because he knew the Old Testament scriptures, he knew that this was the prophetic word of Joel that was being given to the people there on that day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Peter spoke then over the crowd. He spoke and he said in Acts 2:16, this was the prophecy of Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my manservants and my maidservants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so that prophetic word that was spoken 600 or 700 years before the day of Pentecost that the prophet Joel spoke, Peter watched it happen. It unfolded right before his very eyes there on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus was resurrected, 50 days after the crucifixion on the day of Pentecost. Peter watched this great prophetic word unfold right before his very eyes. And he saw the Holy Spirit poured out on the masses of people there in Jerusalem. He saw the tongues of fire, and he heard the people speaking in tongues. He heard the message of the gospel being spoken in tongues, and he knew this was what the prophet Joel had spoken of in Joel 2:28. And so it is this day that we have the opportunity, freely we have received, freely we give. We have the opportunity to receive that baptism of fire, to receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit in our life. And just as Joel said, that prophetic word then would come to the common man. The prophetic word would come in dreams and in visions and in prophecy to the common man when they received the Holy Spirit. So too, you can receive the prophetic word. You can have that prophetic vision. You can receive dreams and visions from the Lord, so you will know the truth of all things, even yet things to come. And so just as it was poured out in that day, now it is also being poured out on those desire to receive it. Well, I'm going to close here with scripture from 1 Corinthians 12. And this is the chapter that has the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you will also, in addition to having the prophetic vision and dreams and visions and the prophetic word given to you, you'll also have all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit available to you. They shall be poured out upon you, all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. I'm not going to go into all the gifts now. That is a separate teaching. We'll take that up on another day. But just understand this, that Paul says here to the Corinthians in verse 3, "Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." And then in verse 4 he goes on to say there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. And the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. And so the manifestation of the Holy Spirit then comes upon those believers who are Spirit baptized. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit comes upon those believers who have received that baptism of fire, and then they are given the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the profit of all, for the benefit of all, to propel the kingdom of God forward with power, with the fire that will consume the enemy, with the fire that will consume everything that comes against the kingdom of God. And that is God's will then, that those who speak by the Holy Spirit, those who hear from the Holy Spirit, those who listen to the Holy Spirit and then move out and act in accordance with the Holy Spirit, that those then will establish the kingdom of God in that place and in that region, over nations, over their families, over their lives. And that is the way the kingdom of God then moves forward on this earth. Well, beloved, I hope that you know the Holy Spirit, that you have received the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon you. Again, if you have not received it, the way to receive everything in the Christian walk is by faith. And by asking, you believe that God is sincere and that He is true to His word, He is true to His character, and that when He says He wants you to have something, you ask Him for it and you believe that you will have it, and you believe that it is great just because it is coming from God. And so you ask for Him today, and let me pray for you as I close here. Let me pray that God will bless you with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on your life. Father, we ask you to bless each and every person listening today, that they would receive the Holy Spirit, that you would impart in them the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that fire that you spoke about, that was poured out at Pentecost, that each and every person listening today would have their very own Pentecost experience, that the tongue of fire would rest on them, the mighty rushing wind would come into their house, and they would receive everything that you have for them. Freely they receive, and then that they would turn around and freely give to people that you show them they need this Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you are able to do this. We trust you that you have our best interests at heart. We trust you that you love us, that you care for us. We lean not on our own understanding. In all of our ways, we trust you, and you will make our paths straight to you. Father God, we praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, stay tuned. We have contact information coming up. We have a great book offer for you. If you make a donation to Gather the Outcast Ministry, we're going to send you a book, Gather the Outcast, Reaching the Lost in Africa, and you'll enjoy that book. It's stories of crusades preached in Africa the last 7 years, and so you're going to enjoy that book. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to have you to make a donation to this ministry to keep this radio broadcast on the air and also this ministry going in Africa and other places wherever the Lord takes us. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.